the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, January the 5th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Conservation groups slamming President Trump's plan to drill off the California coast and beyond. Also on our Friday rundown, the DOJ crackdown on pot. We'll take you to a state where two public employees unions are set to merge, and the story of a Native women's shelter. One door closes, another opens. First, our top story. The New York Times reported Thursday night President Donald Trump gave firm instructions in March to the White House's top lawyer, stop the Attorney General Jeff Sessions from recusing himself in the Justice Department's Trump-Russia probe. The Times reports the White House lawyer, Don McGahn, was unsuccessful. The president erupted in anger in front of numerous White House officials, saying he needed his Attorney General to protect him. Staggering, extreme, radical, dangerous. That's how conservation groups are describing the Trump administration's decision to open up 98% of U.S. federal waters to oil and gas drilling.
The new draft proposal five-year plan includes 47 lease sales, the largest number in history, in waters off the entire California coast, the Gulf of Mexico, the East Coast, and Alaska. Blake Kopshow with the Center for Biological Diversity says the first lease sale in the Golden State may very well be off the coast of Santa Barbara.
Industry is most interested in drilling more in the Santa Barbara Channel because that's where oil deposits are, but it's also where they have fossil fuel infrastructures to drill and process the oil as well.
There hasn't been an offshore lease sale in federal waters since 1984 and in state waters since the 60s. Santa Barbara suffered a major oil spill in 1969 and a smaller one in 2015 when a pipeline serving existing wells burst. A 60-day public comment period on regulations.gov will begin next week, and a public hearing is set for February 8th in Sacramento. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Meantime, the Department of Justice announced Thursday it's going to crack down on marijuana. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he will rescind the so-called Cole Memo, an Obama-era document that deprioritized prosecution of cannabis laws. Oregon's one of 8 states where pot is legal for recreational use. And Madeline Martinez is executive director of Oregon Normal. She says Sessions may find it hard to reverse the state's current course because taxes on the drug have created a large annual revenue stream.
$85 million is quite a bit of money for our budget, so I don't think that's going to be able to be taken away from us very easily.
The majority of states allow use of medical marijuana. Oregon's congressional leaders have criticized the announcement as an attack on states' rights. President Donald Trump killed his own controversial commission that was charged with investigating his unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud during the 2016 election. Political reporting, Trump asked the Department of Homeland Security to look into the issue instead. And Congress expected to begin work soon on the $140 billion farm bill, but there are concerns that some conservatives are targeting nutrition programs for cuts. We get the details from Mark Richardson.
Food programs such as SNAP, WIC, and school lunches are a big part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's budget, and advocates fear they could become a target of congressional deficit hawks. James Weil, president of the Food Research and Action Center, a nonprofit that works to eradicate poverty-related hunger, says talk on Capitol Hill of welfare reform puts a target on nutrition programs in the farm bill.
There seems to be a difference of opinion between House Speaker Ryan and Senate Majority Leader McConnell about whether they're going to do welfare reform, which Ryan wants to do and McConnell doesn't, which sets a tone and a path that would affect the farm bill as well.
Weil says the recently passed tax bill is projected to result in a $1.5 trillion deficit in the federal budget over the next decade. He says some of the same Republicans who voted for the tax bill are now looking to cut entitlement programs to shrink the deficit they created.
Montana's two largest public employee unions moving closer to joining forces. More from Eric Tegedoff.
On January 20th, members of MEA-MFT and the Montana Public Employees Association will gather in Helena's Great Northern Hotel to ratify a proposed constitution and create the Montana Federation of Public Employees. The newly formed union will represent a great variety of public employees, including teachers, state and county employees, healthcare personnel, and more. Amanda Curtis, a math teacher in Butte and MEA-MFT state officer, says the merger is a win for Montana communities and the middle class.
We'll be looking at an organization that has about 24,000 members, which means that there basically won't be a family in Montana that either doesn't have a union member in it or is closely related to knows someone who's a union member.
Curtis says this is the perfect time for a larger union because public employees are under attack from all directions. And finally, Lori Stern tells us last month, 9 residents of a South Minneapolis shelter learned their long-term home would be shuttered in June.
Kateri Residence, a 44-year-old program to help Native American women recover from chemical addiction and reunite with their children, said it couldn't afford to keep going. St. Stephen's Human Services Executive Director Gail Dorfman says the program is costly to run, the building needs repair, and an agency with more expertise could run Kateri better.
In the first 30 years of the program, we were dealing with alcoholism. Now we're dealing with heroin, and it's a different ballgame.
Dorfman says she is talking with several tribes and nonprofits about taking over the program.
Some of the residents there say Kateri's family feel and emphasis on Native culture has helped them recover in ways other treatment programs did not. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.